Melech Shabbos, page 30, starting Siman Reish Nun, Tezvav HaMabez, continuing along the halachas of Erev Shabbos, Hachanas HaSudis LeShabbos, preparing the meals for Shabbos by Beis Sif, and there's two paragraphs. Sif Aleph says in Mechabi Yashkim HaBoker, a person should get up early by Yom Shishi on Friday, Lahochan Tzarek HaShabbos, to prepare what he needs for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Sif Kadna Aleph, Yashkim HaBoker, a person should get up early, etc. But still, like says in the Pasuk, the Oyi B'Yom Shishi is going to be on the sixth day. B'Yichino Yisa Shivu, they're going to prepare what they're going to bring, B'Goymer, etc. Which Hachan Adum Yidavo. Preparing is somewhat, is compared to bringing. Avoy Saman, the bringing of the man, Avoy Hosla, Alta HaBoker was right away in the morning. That's still, like it says in the Pasuk, we look at the Oyi HaBoker, HaBoker, that they gathered it every morning. Sabachan al Shabbos. The pasuk is preparing, also preparing for Shabbos. The miyad b'beikar should be right away in the morning. Right, that is miyad achi krishma tefila, right after saying Shema and davening. Ach and murag alom adach tefila is a shikasim. But if it's accustomed to learning after davening a set shir of learning, oh yishalem and rab more he learns with the community with the public. Ali bet leno should not stop. That the kamech kasev save simin reish non aleph, which the sharatin is aleph brings. This is when the magid from name of seida hayoyim. This is the Magid Memreis after that afterwards Beliman HaYeshiva. It doesn't mean to say that therefore you have to mavatl, because of death. If that's the case, he contradicts himself. And also that's not brought over in the Seder Yom, where it's muchach explicitly that even for a mitzvah iveris, one should not mavatl commentary Ram. Rather, what he means to say is the Balabayas that wants to go into yeshiva and he doesn't have in his house who should appear for him, he shouldn't go in, because that's something that doesn't have a set amount. But for the rab that learns with them, that would not apply. Continues the Bishabru, he says, if the way of that place is to sell in the morning, and he's not going to find what to buy after he learns, then he should not set his learning. Rather, only after he buys. Now, if they usually sell in the morning early before davening, and he's not going to be able to find what to buy for Shabbos after davening, then he should buy and then daven. But he should see to say at least Krishma, since already came time for Krishma. And this is not included what they said. They now take care of his needs before he daven. This is not considered his own needs. This is considered the needs of Shemaim, buying food for Shabbos, and if he could do it before davening, if necessary. Sivkot and days. So he said you should get up early in the morning, b'yom shishi on Friday. But yes, and this is better. You should be chamisha than buying on Thursday. Shemekhi yes, because it's more recognizable. Shulachvayt Shabbos, that you're doing it for the honor of Shabbos. And loy b'dov shetzarech achan the rabbi. Unless it's somebody that really needs a lot of preparation, like salting the meat or some types of things. Yes, like this b'yom chamisha, then of course you should buy that on Thursday. Acham abasa shemaitz b'yom chamisha ukachas, but the meat he's going to buy on Thursday is weak, is lean. Yes, shavish to be mshishi shuma b'tayim, and then a doubt maybe on Friday they'll be able to get fatty and good. Yamto yamshishi said achrim should wait to buy it on Friday. Mustab, it's logical to be yamakatam by the short days. Kol meshiyoch la'akt ma'achon b'yom chamishi, that if it's a very short Friday, whatever he could do earlier on Thursday, other than of course that's better, so you have more time on Friday. B'tayv sheyim akol dabe shakun. It's also good to say on everything that he buys, still l'chayit Shabbos. This is for the honor of Shabbos. Kadibur who poil harb b'kedusha. His speech activates a lot in sanctity, and therefore you should always say L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Now, even though he prepared early in the morning, mitzvah l'ketchila, initially it's also a mitzvah sh'yizagam bein ha'shmashes, that right before Shabbos, you should also be preparing something. But there was a double, and the hint for this is Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Vayi Mishneh." Claim, in other words, what does it mean, Mishneh doubling? Sheyachinu sheinus, that they should be preparing two times. Once early in the morning, and once right before Shabbos. You should remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. But Dershu B'Sham expound, you should always be remembering Shabbos, all the way from Sunday. If it comes to your opportunity, a good portion, put away for Shabbos. From Hashem Ezek, and they say on Shabbos the elders, all his days, every day of the week, every week of the year, every year of his life, he would be eating for the honor of Shabbos. How's that? He might be no. He would find a beautiful animal. He would say, "Oh, Zula Shabbos is for Shabbos." Now Matzah has now a man. Later in the week, he would find something better. Now he eats the first one. He saves the second one for Shabbos. He comes out. The eating is kedesh to yishar hayafal Shabbos. That he's eating this so that the better one should be remaining for Shabbos. Comes out. Everything was being done. L'kavod Shabbos kedesh. But he had a different characteristic. He would say, "Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, Yamaslanu Tzarkenu Apasik, Blessed is God every single day who provides for us what we need. In other words, no, Sunday he'll give me what I need for Sunday. Monday. For Shabbos, he'll give me the best one I need for Shabbos. The scheme of Harbor Place can many places can agree, Shigam Hill Maida, that he'll also agree, Shakadivi Bishama Divitve. Like the words of Bishama is better. Hashem is just that he was confident in Hashem, without the Asma Lashabas Mani Afim Shayam, that for sure Hashem will prepare for him the most incredible portion for Shabbos more than all the other days. To strengthen his attribute of trust in God, well, you know, he came there, for he was accustomed to do this. But all other people, that people don't have such strong bitachin, he also would agree that it's better to do like Shammai and to prepare and put it away for Shabbos. Don't think that you're suddenly going to get on Friday afternoon this amazing piece of meat. Pshita, now it's obvious, but Dabashin is Shrik Likness by something that's not common to buy. When he has the opportunity, but somebody's not going to get ruined, then of course, the Zayinich is on Shabbos, then buy it and put it away for Shabbos. Mitzah litzim called Tav Shabbat Shabbos, and mitzah to taste from every cooked dish on Erev Shabbos. Kedei l'sakin in Yafu Kagin, what's the reason for the Toya Meha? Says Mishmur, it's to be able to be masakin it accordingly. When you taste, you say, needs a little salt, and needs a little bit less of this. So that's the reason why there's a Toya Meha. Now the Sharetzi Noyitz Ches actually brings, that's from the El Yerabah. But in the Sefer Shulchan Shleim, it sounds like that the etzim te'ima is the mitzvah. It's just the tasting, nothing to do with making it better or worse. You're not the cook, and you're not the chef in the kitchen. It doesn't make a difference. Just the tasting is the mitzvah. Look at the mishmur. I'm the Sefer Shulchan Shleim. That te'ima of Shabbos is called min. The tasting on Shabbos of every type. The vada'i has a getting daf tezayin he mitzvah. Now that for sure is a mitzvah. But emes lazeh, a hint to this is toyimeha. Those who tasted chayim zachu merit life. On Shabbos, yeah, like my grandmother used to say, when our tata was always everything would taste a little bit. That's this halacha. Now the bi'alacha the Masal Yashma Leker says, look at the reason the Mishnah Berurah why we get up early in the morning, which is from Rashi in the Torah. Now the Taz brings the reason that this that the Beis brings the name of Tanhuma where it says Vahaya, says Vahaya by Yemashishi. In Vahaya El Miyad, Vahaya means right away. Like it says Vahaya Kikama Plishtik. Look at Prima Gordon that he writes that maybe according to this reason has to be early in the morning as early as possible. That is even before saying Krishma and Tefillah, if possible. But we should see not to violate through this and to miss my Krishma and Tefillah, which excluding from the reasoning of Rashi in the Torah, which is what we brought in the Mishnah Berurah, that it has to be the Hachana is Dumi Dava, where the Hava was in the morning, which is in the first 3 hours in the day, as burned Gemar Brachas Chabzayin and Manalev. And the pasuk Yilkut Oisim Babuikim Babuikim, and this is the Prima Gordon writes 4 hours. That's Pali Sefer. Now we quote in the Mishnah Berurah after Krishma and Tefillah Davka, because the Olam is not noig like the Prima Gordon. But it says you can reject this because it's possible that everyone relies on their family members, which they prepare right away when they get up for the Tzachar Shabbos. But if it doesn't have who to prepare for, maybe in the Chanami that a person would have to get up and buy before Krishma and Tefillah for what he needs for Shabbos. It says also if you look in the Sefer Seidayim, which the Mogen Avraham brings. Then the Sibishna Nalav, you would see explicitly his opinion that Davka after Krishma Tefillah, unless you're not going to find the point afterwards. And even that, he writes that one should see there's a Krishma before it. Now it seems, Pipshitus, that his reasoning is that even the Shittasi that he holds that is Dairaisa, but Krishma that's Tadr, we know Tadr is Kaidim. And it's talking about where in the little amount of time of saying Krishma, he's not going to delay the buying. Now, even if you can be asked to describe Prima Gordon, that he holds that according to the Tanchuma that learns from Vahaya, that in Vahaya El Miyad, Teres Megaltas, that here it's different. However, Lamaisa, one should not rely on this at all. It's possible, even according to the Tanchuma, that the Torah commanded us then that to appear right away, which was Friday, there's no riot to our time, because you do it, that Shabbos was given to them in Mara before the Kabbalah Satire. And then they didn't have yet the Mitzvah Kriyishma. And therefore, yes, it took effect on them right away, the Mitzvah appearing on Friday, right away when they got up from their bed. Which is not the case after that, when they commanded Krishma, right when they get up, which is a constant mitzvah every single day, that would come first. And this Rav Chisda says that one should be Yashkum Litzah Shabbos, should get up early to take care of the need of Shabbos and learn up the Pasuk Bahaya. That is, they have to get up as early as possible. And therefore, even after Kabbalah Satar, which we commanded on the constant mitzvah every single day and mitzvah Krishma, a person should be Mizarah himself right away after he's become Krishma, and also Tfilo, where according to Rambam, that's also the Raisa, and also because the Smich is good Latfilo, that also the Zman of Krishma is considered Hashkama, like it says, Yigash Apolishti Hashkam Arab, which Chazal tell us to mevat them from Krishma, Shakas of Arab. Obviously, the 3 hours on a day is also still included in Hashkama, and therefore, just that a person the Matriach himself right away after that for Haitzah Shabbos, that is not yet removed from that category, he's still fulfilling that dictum. And also, it would seem that this Rosh Hashanah is a smach to the Alma. People got already points out that the Zibishnu Nalef from the Gimel, the three Suddhas that they hold, that according to many places, that itself is rabbinic. So you can't say that the preparation is more than that. And the Rambam himself writes that the Ikar and the Shabbos is Medivri Kabbalah. How could it be the Achana for that? Would be Medaraisa every Shabbos in the morning.
But in truth, says the Bialacha, that you could really reject everything. That even though you're right, Oinik Shabbos is from Divrei Kabbalah, but Al Kapon, the Sudan Shabbos in preparation for it, from before Shabbos, actually could be Derech, according to many Paiskim. That's the case. It's possible that also getting up early in the morning is also from that Derech. And also, what the Seidim writes, that if the Tzibra is davening, he should not be punished from the Tzibra, it's a Pella. Because how could he reject his words? According to what he's saying, how could you reject, how could Tfilah B'Tzibra, which is only rabbinic, reject the mitzvah Achana, which is Derech? And even if you can say it's only a smach, it still appears that it's still better to daven afterwards by Yechidus than to daven b'tzibur and not have afterwards what to buy for Tzarchi Shabbos. And Nesib Chayodim, he really wonders about this. But what this that he writes about it, that if it's the rice, it's possible that it comes before even the Kriyishma because it's holier. Says the B'Alocha, that doesn't seem to be correct at all because even Shabbos is Mekudesh, is holy. The Friday is only preparation Mekudesh. That's not considered Mekudesh. So he says, if I didn't quote this Halacha, the Rambam doesn't quote this teaching, and you have to understand why. It's possible because he holds that since we paskin and by becoming the flamin base halachas like Isa ben Yehuda, it sounds like dafka ben Hashmashis. That's where we say that you run for tzarchi Shabbos not in the morning, like the Hagar Sashri explains. And according to Chizda, it's a mitzvah to get up early in the morning. Memelo, when you're running in the morning, so then you should have also been pater because he's running levar mitzvah tzarchi Shabbos. And don't say that I shouldn't have ran because he still has time, a lot of time for the whole Friday. That's not true because for any levar mitzvah, the mitzvah to run, as he brought in some mitzvahs of Yudbeis. But it says you can reject because although there's a mitzvah running, they didn't exempt him from damages only when it's towards the evening when time is very pressed and he does not have time to look where he's going and to protect himself when he's running and not to damage. Now, according to this, then also the halacha like goes to Shri over there is also not definite. So it's appropriate to say that, but this reason that it's not quoted halachically in Chayshim Mishpat, and it only quotes over there the Lashon of the Gemara. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number one. In the get of the mitzvah of Hichino, Reb Nisgirel explains that there's two ideas. One is to worry that he has prepared for himself what he needs for Shabbos, and number two is to be engaged himself in preparing for Shabbos, where the tirch is but in a medium. It's not just a medium to have what prepared for Tzarcha Shabbos. It's a mitzvah in the actual being involved in preparing for Shabbos, because then you're preparing for it is honoring it. Dish number two, this halacha that you have to get up early in the morning, Pesach Miskir Relitz, is that it's said specifically on someone that's imposed upon him to prepare the Tzarcha Shabbos, but someone that does not have these needs to prepare for Tzarcha Shabbos, even they have to do something in preparing for Kavod Shabbos, as we'll say later on. However, he does not have to get up early in the morning for that. Dish number six, even though there's a big tircha to buy things in Erev Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, however, it's still a mitzvah to buy in Erev Shabbos. Also, when you bake in the Kavod Shabbos, the Bialacha writes in Simri Shman Beis that you should bake on Friday, like it's Merimus in the Pasuk, which sounds like that one should bake on Erev Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos. Now, therefore, if someone's baking and cooking one shot for many Shabboses, and then they put in the freezer, Pin Nisgir Eretz says that you're not Mekayim with this appropriately, the mitzvah of Echinas HaShaviyu, and all the more so if you buy prepared food, where you're diminishing the Kavod Shabbos because you should put in the Tircha to prepare make the preparation for food of Shabbos. He adds on the however, HaChachamin HaBereshai, you should qualify each situation individually according to the context. And moreover, regarding Thursday, the Prima Gadim explains that by things that need a lot of preparation, for example, the meat that you need to salt it, then yeah, do that on Thursday. But things that don't need so much preparation, then you should buy it on Friday. Addition number seven, if someone knows that he's not going to prepare on Erev Shabbos because of a pressing situation, he's not going to have anyone else to prepare for him. So in the Chafetz Chaim Seben Nitchisol, he writes that you're already obligated in the middle of the week to already be prepared to buy what you need for Shabbos. Addition number eight, on the words of Mishnah Berurah, that saying the words L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh activates a lot in Kedusha, as the Machatzas HaShogeg explains that through words, the sanctity of Shabbos takes effect on that idea. Dish number 9, where he said that also Ben HaShemashas, it's a mitzvah l'ketchila to prepare a little bit. Now, even though the time of Ben HaShemashas is like Shabbos already, and preparing for Shabbos has to be done before Shabbos, in the Sefer Torah Shabbos he explains in the Aruch HaShulchan that the Kavanah of Magen Avraham is to add on a little bit of Hachanas even close to nighttime, but not actually by Ben HaShemashas itself. Dish number 10, that the reward of someone who tastes from the cooked dish of Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, the Max Vitri writes that they lengthen his days and his years. Dish number 11, also adding on to the reason of this halacha of Toyomer, the Max Vitri explains, so that one does not come to anger for his family members because of the food not being good quality. Because it says in the Pasuk that the reason for lighting Ner Shabbos is because of Yidate Kishom Alecha. All the more so regarding how the food tastes. One has to be careful not to come to anger. Mishmur later on, Sivkon Hei brings from the Safri that learns out from this Pasuk that one should sharpen the knife also to cover Shabbos. Also, someone's fasting on the Shabbos, the Pimgun writes that he could taste from the Tavshon to spit it out, that the burden Shokodach later on, some Tov Kof Samach Zayin. Also, in Erev Shabbos Chazayin, where there's no hatred to eat cooked dishes of meat, in Chubas Heserus of Chuba and Yalkir Gershoni, they write that he could taste from Tavshir Shabbos and spit it out. On the other hand, Chubas Erlet Zion writes that if someone's accustomed to tasting the cooked dishes on every Erev Shabbos, he has his Toyimel, permitted him to taste and to swallow, even on this Erev Shabbos, because his intention is only for the Toyimel, Chaim Zachu. And that's the opinion of Vosna, that if there's a need with tasting the cooked dishes of meat before Shabbos, it's permitted to taste a little bit according to what's needed, because that's not considered a tasting that's forbidden because of Simcha. He's tasting for Lekobot Shabbos Kodesh. Dish number 12, on the words of the Shaar HaTzion, that in Shulchan Shlomo it sounds like the actual tasting is a mitzvah. Now regarding if a person has to make a bracha on this tima, the Kaf HaChaim writes that you have to make a bracha because most definitely you're having in mind for eating. And dish number 13, on the words of the Bi'al Halacha, that this halacha is rabbinic. So he adds on later on, Simrish Tzadi Aleph, that they agree that this halacha on the Pasuk B'yim HaMishay Chlu HaYoyim, Ki Shabbos HaYoyim L'Shem HaYoyim L'Sim Tzu Basada, says three times HaYoyim in this Pasuk that correlates to the three Tzudas on Shabbos, that regarding this, that we learn not the source of Shalosh Tzudas, but that it would still be an Asmach de Ba'alma, and according to many places, it's rabbinic. Dish number 14, on the words of the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'alacha, that you won't find afterwards what to buy for Shabbos, the understanding of his words is that if through being engaged for Tzarchi Shabbos, he's going to lose out not only Tfilah B'Tzibah, but even he's going to miss Mantfilah, then he has to go ahead and daven first. Now, if by buying Tzarchi Shabbos before davening, he'll have time to daven, but only if he says skipping parts of Pesuk Dezimra, that is from Baruch, he's just going to say Baruch Shem Asher Yishtabach, as he says in Simnut Nun Beis Sipkot Vav, because as the Shulchan writes, that's logical that he's permitted to buy before davening, and he should skip afterwards parts of Pesuk Dezimra.